Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. It is Thursday. Welcome to the Steve O'Mike Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Mike, and we're going to talk about that stuff today. We're going to talk about two different things the two of us did not see. I saw murder. He didn't. We're going to talk about it. He saw SVU. I did. He's going to talk about it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about things we've never seen because that's what we do on the Steve O'Mike Show. So get ready, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, okay? Go for it.
Reveal JC, yeah. Devo Mike.
Glory. Ain't life grand? I love it. 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 So yeah. Tonight, it's going to be a new episode of Murder, a new episode of SVU.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what's going to happen tonight at SVU. Someone's getting raped. I know. Spoiler alert. And on Murder, someone's going to have a flashback about before they murdered. Spoiler alert. Boom. So both shows are the same. But guess what? We don't care because of the people. Mariska Hargitay, we give her a pass. Viola Davis, we give her a pass. You know why? Because we are men and they are women and we love them.
And on Murder, which the reason why I have to catch up because I want to see how they tie it in. But we get Femke Jensen and the guy who played the husband back for the
second episode. That's right.
So
he was so happy. He cried and hugged his agent. He said, wait, I'm back? He was like, yes. He goes, you still have your abs? He was like, kinda. I can do it. Where's the Slim Fast? And so he had a Slim Fast. They had to put on a shirt. So,
he
didn't get fully. No, he doesn't. He was getting closer. It's like he didn't meet that deadline quite-ish on there. So maybe, just maybe. And Femke Jensen, let me just say, I've loved her ever since Nip Tuck because that
I loved her
she was so good.
The Faculty.
Oh,
that was like one of my favorite movies.
That's the movie I only saw with one eye because I was so scared. Elijah Wood, that's not right. You don't become a bad guy. He's supposed to be the good son.
Well,
get
he
it?
Was a good guy, kinda.
And all I remembered was, this is why I don't do drugs.
And Usher was in that movie. That was one of Usher's first movies where he wasn't a DJ or something.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that. That was like one of my favorite movies.
Wasn't he also in another heart? Wasn't he also in one of those I Know What You Did movies?
No, but he was in She's All That, and he was like the DJ where Freddie Prinze Jr. takes Rachel Lee Cook and turns to the hot chick.
Oh, that's Brandy.
Brandy,
that's
yeah.
Right. Brandy was in. I knew a famous black singer was in it.
Yeah. And Mekhi Phifer played her boyfriend in it, so yeah, they were together.
That's right. Yeah. And Mekhi became a great actor, but they didn't give him a shot because he was good in O, but that movie was too depressing.
No, the reason he didn't get a shot
way
was
too depressing.
He did the typical thing. He just went with a lot of black movies.
Well, later
and
he did.
Black people.
That's because that's after they turned him down because he did a white movie with O.
O was good.
Yeah, but that got
good reviews.
No, but they didn't give him a shot in it. That's what I'm saying. This is still when Holly was a little bit more up to date on their racism.
Okay.
And so they didn't like that the bad guy, the white guy,
Iago,
was exposed as the white guy killing the black guy. They didn't like that, and you can't have the black guy be the innocent
guy. Because that movie was amazing.
It is. It was ahead of its time.
Don't
and
even
no one knew
it,
that this was a Shakespeare.
It.
No one knew Othello. I'm like, how do you not know Othello, people?
Can I tell you? That's how I knew I was an Oreo. I'm just gonna leave it at
is
that.
Is that what it is? Wow,
I watched O. I loved O, but I also read Othello in high school. And I hated everyone always doing the typical Shakespeare stuff when we had to read for English. So I picked Othello because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
Second of all, I was like, well, I don't want to read Romeo and Juliet because everyone reads Romeo and Juliet.
Everyone does that.
I don't want to read Taming of the Shrew because everyone does that one.
Everyone does Hamlet.
So I was like, I'll just do Othello. I never heard of it. And then finally, there was like black people in it. I'm like, oh.
There you go.
Shakespeare had black people. Okay.
See?
So
Othello and Midsummer's Night Dream, the lesser known of the Shakespearean ones.
So I read Othello and I thought Othello was good. So when O came out, they didn't advertise it as Othello.
No, they couldn't.
And then when
people
I
were like,
saw
who's Shakespeare?
I was like, oh my gosh. And then I watched it and I was like, this is Othello.
Blown me away.
Yeah.
He is Oscar calibrated actor.
Yes.
And that's how I know there's some corruption going on that he doesn't have a career now.
Yeah.
That's how
he's in movies now.
What's the career that he deserves?
Yeah, he doesn't
then
have
that's what he doesn't have.
That's
so
true.
See, that's when I say no career.
You know why it didn't happen?
I mean to what they need to have.
Because unfortunately, in Hollywood, all black people look alike. And Tyrese became big.
Who's Tyrese?
He's a singer. He did a lot of singing, but he only did like 3 albums or 4 albums.
I don't think he's big, though.
No,
that's
he's
the,
not big, but
that's
him
a fast movie.
Yeah, but him and Mekhi look alike. So roles that would have normally gone to Makai went to Tyrese.
No, but Tyrese does black movies. Other than The Fast, he does black movies. No, yeah. I mean
like
the
real
Denzel
movies.
level.
He didn't pick it. Remember what Denzel said? The first couple movies
did.
Pick of your career.
Oh, it should have been
that
a defining role.
But that was one.
And it's fine. He should have, and it was early. So that should have worked.
And he should have did more of it.
He couldn't because his agent said, wow, that you're black. They're not giving you that shot.
He should have got a better agent.
He said, you should have waited until the late 90s.
He should have got a better agent.
When they all change around.
He could have been on Moesha.
Talk about the wrong career move.
What do you mean?
Where's Brandy now? Where's Brandy now?
She's
on
Fox.
And what happened
to
the other star of the Parkers, which was a Sagoff of Brandy? Where's she at? At home with her boo-boo boyfriend guy at the podcast. In a spot worse than
Oh, Monique.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't nowhere. It's a curse on the blacks.
That's because they was on You Pick a Nigga?
Yeah, that's right. You only have Denzel level. You have Smith level. And Smith proves that you can be bad movies and still be considered
a
A-list and thing. That's it. And Freeman. Because he's not black. He's just on his own level of glory.
He's
there's
gone.
A three. Yeah, he's gone. He's a trifecta. Everyone else, like, when I see a great black actor, I immediately say to myself, it just sucks that they don't have the level that I'm talking about. And I mean the Leo level. Maybe that's a good reference point. Leo the George. Leo and George. Everybody knows George Clooney can do whatever he wants. He's just whatever. Even though he plays the same role. Leo switches it up all the time, but he's big. Those are the
DiCaprio.
Those are the two go-to roles. It's okay. We can. I'm not saying we have to like them.
Yeah.
I'm saying they have the career that Makai deserved to
definitely,
have.
Definitely.
And after I saw this movie that we'll talk about tomorrow, James McAvoy needs to be at that level because his choices have been great ever since Wanted.
But he's too liberal
ever
for
since
them.
Wanted.
That's no, okay. That's right. No, he's too conservative.
Yes, he's too conservative. So he's got to shut up.
He's got to watch out a little bit. Yeah.
Yes. You got to say you love killing babies. You got to hug.
Or just don't say anything.
Yeah. No, you have to say something. Now you see, usually I don't say nothing. Now you have to say something. I'm waiting for Will to say something. I was waiting for that red table talk.
Will's not.
For them to say, we kissed Hillary. We love
Will
Hillary.
Will is not saying
we're
nothing.
We're dead with Hillary.
What? Shut up, fire. Well, I do what Hillary do to her people to you.
He's still doing those Christmas videos. Let me tell you, he's like, listen, y'all. We are family. We regular too. We like trees. We don't still smoke them. Anyhow, so Makai and James McAvoy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, tonight, or last week, SVU. Well, SVU.
Oh, we should do last week today. That's our segment when we do our shows.
Yeah. Because SVU is not having a new episode tonight.
Why not?
Because they do that. So, next episode's on the 31st.
They are too... They're paying her too much money. They're like, man, we can't work
No, they always do it. It's always...
They're treating her like she's on the furlough with the federal government employees.
I hate you.
They're like, listen.
They always come back for... They always come back from the break, from the winter break. They give us two or three episodes, and then they go on another break until the week before.
Because Rollins is pregnant again?
No.
If she gets pregnant one more time, I swear.
But she just had this baby, so I don't think she can get pregnant right now.
How many times does she got to get pregnant? It's a sad storyline all the time. Rollins walks around. No, I'm fine. No, don't touch me, Carisi. I'm fine. But that guy, he's not good enough for you, baby. No, he's good because he got me a flower. It's totally good. Then she hates herself.
Well,
then her sister's
because
back.
Rollins wasn't in a lot today.
That's right. It's just an alien. Push. Like, stop it. Close your legs and do some detective work. Goodness.
He
we'll be back right after this.
Getting at us.
That's right. Boom.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
To my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, how much do we fight? Scratch, hurt, burn, until one of us has to become the bigger person to see the light. Family troubles. It occurs to be one of our life's main struggles. It's bound to happen in essence, and I hate it because I'm always there in presence. pride has filled our houses up left, right, and center. We all think we're lions, king of the jungle, ready to strike and pounce on the person next to us just like a predator. The family feud continues, leaving the once so-called unity to slowly shred to pieces. Pieces so small that we try to pick up and put back together, but end up realizing that there's no hope for that either. The once so-called dream team, it's become nothing but a dream to me. Blood is thicker than water, they say. But in this case, it's turned from thicker to thinner, leaving them both to whine and bicker, and at the end of the day, they still think they're winners. Apostle Paul writes, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. To my brother, my brother. To my sister, my sister. To my mother, my mother. To my father, my father. Each and every day, this is what I pray.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We're on every fine podcast platform and some that aren't so fine because we're just everywhere because we love you. We're at TiVoMike.com as well. That's a website for those of you who know about the interwebs and the online words.
The interweb.
You go in. You type some letters. You type http://. Just kidding.
You know what we
just
should do?
Just type TiVoMike.com.
I'm going to do this. I got to find a way. I'm going to take that scene from Wreck-It Ralph when he's like going all over the internet.
Yes!
Causing the virus. And just put the TiVo Mike logo.
Oh my God. Do that.
Or do me and your faces.
That'd be so good everywhere. What's going on? What's that? And we have it as a campaign called What's a TiVo Mike Show?
That'd be perfect.
And they're going to find out what it is?
Yes. Don't worry, we're not going to cause any viruses. Your computers won't shut down.
Totally going to be fine.
I don't get that.
Especially
kind of
for
money.
Y'all who are Apple are not affected. Don't worry. It's all those other losers.
Okay, Wesca.
I'm just saying.
All right, Wesca. So back to why we're here. So this week on SVU, I will say this storyline could have been horrible, even though it was ripped from the headlines.
Right.
Could have been horribly done, but I loved every second of it.
Oh.
So serial rapist strikes again after two decades of silence.
What?
SVU is determined to uncover the elusive criminal and bring to justice his many victims. Stone discovers that his father worked on the case before it went cold. So Stone's tie-in this week was what it was. All right, so it's called the Infinity Rapist.
Why does every episode have to do a Stone? Can it do its job as
I think because they don't intend to change any DAs anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to because they plan to keep him for at least another two more seasons, at least my opinion.
Right.
If they can, they don't want to have to go through another DA if they don't have to. So
I
they have to
right.
give him a little more tie in to the show because otherwise it'd be like Barbara, three seasons and you can get rid of him.
That's true.
So
well, Barbara's just horrible.
Yeah. Well, Barbara wasn't great anyways. He was a great actor. Raul Esperanza was a great actor, but his story did not get any love.
It was so stupid.
They just gave
and
him
then
a
one
bad
day
love.
He takes care of his grandmother at an apartment or something.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So
could have just moved her in.
Stone's father worked on this in the Infinity case 2 decades ago.
Okay.
This guy who would rape you, but what he would do is he'd always go after couples, and the way he would do it was he would lure the husband somehow out of the room.
Right.
Tie the husband up.
Wow.
Let him know if he makes any noise or does anything, he'd kill the wife.
Sheesh.
Well, what he did is, in this one, a guy mimicked him, and he...
Oh, so it wasn't the killer.
The initial scene that brought it back to light wasn't the original.
Gotcha.
But when they caught this guy, and then it still happened, they realized, oh, now this guy realized he had a window or opportunity
God.
To perform to act out again. So the guy gets the husband, lures him downstairs, puts plates on his back. Ties him up and puts plates on his back.
Like dishes?
Yeah,
plates?
Like a stack of them. So if they fall, he knows the guy got up or the guy's trying to come.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. So he
Smart
said, if you come
criminal.
Up there, I'm going to kill you. I'll kill your wife. The thing is, the guy who was the copycat forgot or didn't know because it wasn't released in the papers that the rapist wanted the husband to hear the wives.
Ah. So he had them in the same area.
So, well, not so much in the same area, but he would hear them scream. So he wouldn't tell them, I don't want you to move. Or I don't want you to make any noise, or just come after me, because he wanted them to hear that their spouse was being attacked, and they could not do anything to protect him.
But how would he know they could hear?
Because they would scream from being raped.
No, how would the husband know? How would the rapist know that the husband heard them screaming?
Because they're in the house. Oh, they'd all be in the same house.
Okay, so they're
still
there.
Yeah,
they're
still in the same house. They just wouldn't be in the same room.
I got you. Okay, now I'm with you.
But it was like it was a psychological thing, because now you're beat up because
you
couldn't help your wife.
He's feeling helpless.
Yeah.
What an evil.
So the guy did it, but the guy who in the beginning who raped told the girl, don't scream, or he was going to kill her. So it was even, it was more worse because she didn't scream. So the husband just was helpless with plates on his back tied up. And that's what caused the unraveling of if this guy even really did it.
Right.
Or
because
they
lived.
Did that
I'm assuming.
One. Yeah, they did live. He did that particular rape, but the other two, he was in custody, or the other one he was in custody for, and there was too many inconsistencies with how it went down.
Gotcha.
So they go through this whole thing. They find out who the rapist is. And they found out, with technology, it's so great.
Uh-oh.
What happened was there was a little bit of DNA they found from something. And they're going through old case files, and they're reading through all the different things and how the motives were, how things were kept in order.
Right.
And they're realizing he had a very particular way of doing it. But the guy wasn't doing the crime because the guy was a criminal and, like, doing the crime. He was doing the crime because he had this special relationship in his own eyes with Stone's father.
Mm.
Because Stone's father, that became like the case of his lifetime.
Right.
Where he started missing things in his kids and family's lives because he's trying so bad to bring this killer to justice.
So why is the killer still killing if the father's dead?
He had stopped. But then this guy, the copycat, came out and kind of brought new light on him because it was like people who follow the serial killer.
Right.
So when he found, it's like he found, somehow find, like, he knows Stone's work, Stone's son is now working for the DA. So his thing was kind of like to get over, if he could get over on two Stones.
Oh, so he's now obsessed with Stone, the son.
Essentially, not so much obsessed, but just in the idea of putting it in his face, like, your dad chose me over you.
Right. Okay.
So he's, because again, psychologically, he's just trying to mess with the situation.
Wow.
The thing is, Stone's not psychological.
And Stone doesn't care.
Well, Stone's thing is just justice. Like, he's going to bring it to justice.
Right.
So what happened was they go through the whole thing.
Stone's like a whatever guy.
Yeah, exactly. So they take out the guy, and Carisi takes the DNA, and they run it through
Lotus or whatever?
No, like the 23 chromosomes or whatever.
Oh,
one of those ancestry things.
The DNA test.
Yes, he runs through one of the ancestry things, and it comes back to a female.
Right.
Who a year prior was looking for family members because she doesn't know who all her family is. So she was trying to, and so she had thing where if anything came up to hit for her to be notified.
Right.
So they go visit her. She has no, her mom's dead, her dad's dead. He's like, it would have been like a brother. She's like, no, I was only child. And like,
of course.
And she's like, oh, wait, could it be Uncle Edward? Edgar? And he's like, Uncle Edgar, how old is he? Oh, he's about 60. So that he fit the description. So the whole time they never knew who this Infinity Killer even was.
Right.
And because of Carisi's unethical but ethical way of finding out the information, they find out.
Good for him.
The uncle. And
so like
when he told them, when he said to Benson and Stone, like, so I did it under my name, but I kind of did this thing through Ancestry. And Olivia had that look on her face like, I don't need to know. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, whatever. Go get the guy. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell me
I
anymore.
I don't need to know what you're
tell me anymore.
Dead, fool.
Just do it. Yeah, like.
Just go get him.
So they go and get him. They talk to him. And at first, you can't put him there. Like, you can't. He kind of fits the description. He kind of seems like he could be, but he's not giving anything away.
Right.
Then in the courtroom, when they're trying to have him arraigned, it comes up and all the evidence is thrown out because they find out how some of the evidence came to play wasn't the right way.
Wow.
So Stone is pissed because the judge is like, you know, right now, until you come back, he goes, 23 women, Your
right.
Honor. 23. He goes,
thank you.
And I understand. But you got to follow the law.
We
so
did.
Stone's like, well, they didn't because the way they got
he
the
did it on his own as a citizen.
Exactly.
He made a citizen's arrest. He should have made a citizen's arrest. Why don't these people write this in there?
Stone was so mad, whatever, they let it go. But when he walks past Stone as he's gloating because he got away, he goes, your father would have never let this happen. And he walked by. So Stone was like,
his father not let,
because
his father wouldn't have been in control of the police.
Well, no.
So
his father wouldn't let that window slip through for the, like, if the father was the one trying the case.
Right.
It wouldn't have slipped through the way it did because the way Stone, because in other words, Stone's too, he's an amateur compared to the dad in the criminal's eye.
Yeah, the father would have stopped it.
Well,
I love
the criminal.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's an idiot.
He messed up because he thought he was psychologically
right.
Battling somebody
and
who doesn't
not.
Have any psychological ties.
Yeah, he's
to his
like,
father.
I
he's
don't
like,
have
whatever.
Any.
My dad never talked about work.
Right.
We didn't do that, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It's like
so
totally good.
They go through, they find, the way they conclude it, or the way that helped them to bring it in,
right.
Is the niece, who's so upset that she can't believe her uncle was the all this time was the Infinity
get
rapist.
Get over it.
So they're talking to her, and she's like, He hasn't returned any of my phone calls.
Right.
And then the next rape takes place, and that's when they... Because now that it kind of... I guess, like, because it awoke
so now
in
they
it,
know who he is.
Yeah, so... So they, you know, they conclude it was a nice conclusion. But I loved every second of it, because when they do the rip from the headlines, they can always... It's sometimes too much of trying to create the rest of the story.
Yes, trying to fill it in. Just say
they
the story.
Filling,
just
did it,
go for it.
And it was
right.
Good.
And the guy is an idiot because he did it again.
The guy was believable and creepy, so
right.
It was weird.
It was Bryan Singer. He was very believable.
No, there was no little boys in this episode.
Okay, that's good. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Oh, my gosh. But it's just so crazy. They need to understand that Stone doesn't know what he's doing. And he's that sad about his sister for some reason.
Well, the thing is, he's
sad
Stone. He goes through the grief moment, but he doesn't attach to it.
He just needs to be better. I just want to win every case. I don't want any more fell stuff. Yeah, so just win. Just win, mother lover. Look at that. Look at it. Win.
As Christians, each of us are on a mission, commissioned by Christ himself. In Mark 16:15, Jesus tells his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:18-20 is what's known as the Great Commission, where believers are told, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. In spite of this clear command, many in the church today seem to be afraid of the word go. It's as if the last place they want to go is somewhere to evangelize. Are you participating in the Great Commission? Following Christ is not a spectator sport. Maybe you can't afford to go on an international mission trip, but you can afford to go down the street. Get into the habit of witnessing to people right where you're at. The end of Matthew 18:20 makes it clear that we have nothing to fear. As Jesus said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So what are you waiting for? Go.
We are back at the Tivo
yes,
Mike Show.
We are.
On every single platform, bless God. And guess who will not be showing back stuff? Us. We're going to move forward, not back. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take it back to the back man forever when he said the 10 of us move forward, not back, to protect our king from the foe's attack. Who are we? Pawns. We got to be like pawns and move forward.
Just quoted Jim Kelly as
the
Riddler.
That's right. And let the queen move forward and be blessed. And keep the king protected. Amen. Let the rooks be protected to go do their mess. The pawns move forward, not back. Okay, I got it off my chest. Now, with that in mind.
How to get away with
murder. Mother. Let's say it's going to be.
Let me ask, are we still watching?
We are still watching.
All right.
And we're going to watch for the rest of this season.
Okay.
I have no qualms with how they're doing it.
Good.
The flashbacks. You know, they're just part of the show. That's just, they got to be clever.
They're humans.
We have to go, and then 3 weeks ago, and who cares? It was 3 weeks ago. Like, I need them to be, like, clueless. As if, like, move on. Who cares about the past? I don't care about how Anne Lee's sad and lost a baby and how it tied into Wes. So here's what they did in the episode, which is what I like. And you're going to like it because you're Warner Eyes and he'll know in the first 2 minutes. Took me the whole episode. So here's what they did last week. Okay, they came back from the break, as we know, the black dudes and the
Sam's son.
I'm gonna call him the New West. Okay.
Yes.
So the New West was in the apartment. That's
what
he
name,
is.
What
he's,
is
that's
name?
What he is. So it's New West. And so
New West
is there, but they have to make him sexualized, so he's always shirtless because black men are sexualized or killers. That's what we are. So thank you very much, ABC Disney. Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer wrote the screenplay for
these
episodes.
I guess we're good. We're either sexualized, so we're like up there.
Right.
Or we're killers, so
that's
we're down
it.
There.
Right.
We're never
either
in the middle.
Way.
It's like,
no.
It's fine.
We can never be just a Tyler Perry lawyer
yeah.
in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, calm down. So he's in the apartment, and Annalise gets over the fact that he's trying to kill her. And she realizes, oh, yeah, I'm the star of the movie. I can't die. So she calms down, and they start talking. And he's there because he knows that the father is Sam and all this good stuff. And he wants to know about his dad.
So Sam was his
father.
Dad, but he had a different mom.
Right.
Okay.
So apparently Sam was a little bit of a player.
Well, because I thought they just took the baby that died from Annalise and like put it up for adoption.
Here's what's great about the world. I told you he's going to Warner Ryan already. Look at him. He can't even talk. He didn't even see it. And whoa, stop talking. Because he's already figured it out. He is Warnerized. This is why he's the entertainment guru. I am just the intern. He's phenomenal. He just knows it. And it's good. You have that mind. He needs to be in Hollywood by now. I just want the money from Hollywood. He wants to be in Hollywood. So, but you're right. So what they did is they have to flashback and they have to finally address why Annalise is so cray-cray. So, because she just can't move on and be a great lawyer and just win cases. No, she's got to be a mess.
She was just too hung up
she's back to drinking.
Birth, yeah.
So now she's drinking with the son and getting drunk. And my life. And she has no hair and, you know, typical, you know, negress. So she's a negress in this episode. So what happens is they flashback and they show Sam. And he's happy to be back. And he's like, oh, I'm not dead. No. Weston can come in again? Throw me off the stairs? No? Okay. So this is cool. And this is when it picks up right after the accident.
Okay.
Annalise was in. So she lost the baby. They fast forward through that. Thank God. We're going to see the baby die again. And they're home. He's taking her home. She's getting ready to go up the stairs to get into bed. And he's with her. And it's young. The people that work for them. Young Frank and young
Bonnie. Yeah.
Hilarious. I want to hug the old Frank and hug the old Bonnie. I don't know how y'all took off the years from you. You're beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. And I love Bonnie. She could do no wrong. So she plays Craig K. Good. So anyway, so they're all in the house. And, how do we tiptoe around her? Because she's really getting depressed because she lost her kid and whatever. And she goes, that's what I get for being in Hollywood. And so they get ready to go up the stairs. He goes, honey, the doctor says you're not to go up in the stairs. I am not getting on the couch, sleeping on the couch. So she's, you know, she breaks the rules. So they go upstairs and they have their heated part one of an argument. So she is, and they finally tie some secrets together. She, sad that she lost the baby. She is now ready to grieve her own way by getting another baby.
Oh.
So that's how the West thing ties in. So she knew the West mom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So
all right.
She wants to adopt. And they don't tell us this part yet, but she wants to do this adoption, and Sam's not having it. So when he goes to the store, or wherever he goes, to the Sam store, Sam storyline.
Yeah,
he goes to see the other chick that we don't know, but it's supposed to be on an errand.
Mm-hmm.
One of those Bill Clinton errands. And she is talking to Bonnie, and she gives Bonnie paperwork. It says, just sign, just mail it out. Don't worry about it. Do this for me. And I know you like Sam the way I like Sam. Or I know you love Sam the way I love Sam, but I need you to be here for me now, okay? And she was like, you found out and we're cool? Got it. So she sends it off. He finds out because the adoption people call him. Say, what's going on? So they have this big fight about how she wanted to contact Wes's mom and adopt Wes, that kid, because he needs a father and a family.
Okay.
And they just lost a kid. So he's like, we're not doing this. We're not adopting this kid. We're not replacing. You need to know that we lost our son. She goes, I lost my son and I'm grieving. He goes, I know, it's a son, not a pet. We don't just replace it. We're going to grieve and go through this process. And he's yelling and he's like, listen, if you want the kid, you can get the kid, but you're going to do it not with me. If you're with me, we don't get the kid, period. And she goes, okay, without you then. So boom shakala. Then they figure out by the end of the episode, we're not going to do that, but they have a flashback to him, and I'll tell you that in a moment.
If you love TV,
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus,
hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru, Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
So we're back, and I'm just going to say this real quick because this is the end of the show. That's what we get when we try to power pack these shows. So Sam's storyline is that he writes this long love letter to the woman because he's now broken up with Annalise, wants to go back to his wife, and he left 11 years and was not there in a child's life. He goes, the grandmother stops him, so we don't get to see the woman in the face. And we see the grandmother who says, well, leave your kid alone. He's never been with you. If you never loved her before, love her now by living her and get out of the life. Young Frank finds this email, says, you better delete it right now, otherwise I'll show Annalise that you're in love with her. Go upstairs and be a husband to your wife. She's grieving. You guys get over it. That's how it's going to be. You understand, mother lover? Because I will kill you like you told me to kill the Annalise's child thing going on. And he was like, got it. So he went upstairs. They all got back together. They said, it's going to be all right, honey. I'm here with you. I know. Let's just grieve together. Let's not worry about replacing kids with other kids. Don't worry. So that's how they ended it. So now we caught up. Sam loved her, but the voice, the email came through. So what's her face? Femke Jenskin showed that in the flashback, she came to the house with young Frank with that email and says, what are you doing sending this email to your wife or whatever? Don't do that. So you're like, wow, she was there at that time.
Well, she was around. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, but why would she be a part of that email? It's just a weird connection. Then they flash to today, and Annalise is at the apartment, all sad, you know, because she's Annalise and all. And she goes to the door and opens the door, and Femke Jenskin showing her that same email. Because all this time she never knew. And she's like, here's what your husband thought of the other lady. He wanted to get back together, whatever. And then they end it like that. So they're finally closing these loopholes, which is a good thing because they're not going to keep doing any more flashbacks and why Sam does whatever. We are going to get to why he killed the girl, though, because they look like they want to readdress that issue and how that came to be. So that'll be probably
the Axons will kill Rebecca or whatever her name is?
Oh, no, the one in the tank.
Student.
Yeah, they got to finish that because apparently Frank, yes. And Frank has apparently been a killer for hire for Sam for a while. So that's what they got to figure out because Frank feels guilty about killing
the If you guys don't son. Go all the way through that, it's fine because I already knew why he killed the chick. And we already knew since season one that Frank was a killer for hire.
Right.
So I don't know why we have to go back five seasons and bring that up now. But whatever. ABC, listen, don't mess it up because we're going to continue watching to the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying, people.
You got us, so don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Don't pull a Hillary. You have a winning argument. Okay, so be sure to follow Jesus daily and not just on Sunday. You know what I mean? Because it's so weird. You got to remember it. You got to be all up on crazy night, Sunday night, Saturday night, whatever. Anyway, just love the Lord.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched. Good night.